Towards sustainability.
Well, my name is Adi, and I born in this village called Iden Chawdi nearby Oroville. Actually, it's inside Oroville Circle. And I born and brought up there. Actually, from my childhood, I've been interacting with Oroville. Botanical Gardens land was purchased in 2000, September. It's in total 50 acre. The job that we did till now is like we planted the whole botanical gardens. In TDF, we've been planted like 6,000 trees, about like 75 species, something. This year, we're trying to make a cactus garden, so that and a grass garden and orchid garden. And we have an orchid collection, but still we need to make a garden so the students, the kids can go and... The main thing, botanical garden, is like based on education, to educate people and the children. TDF is tropical dry evergreen forest. So the species which is native to this place and this bioregion. So the TDF plants, they don't require much water and they don't need care. So they stay green. So that's why it's called TDEF. You can see only in the coastal, maybe like 30 to 40 kilometers from the sea. So after that, it's a different species. So this TDEF can grow only in the coastal. And yeah, then Oroville been planting from 45 years, actually. So they changed recently, I mean not recently, like 17 years ago, like planting TDF. They just want to create a forest, and they planted the many sort of deciduous trees and like exotic trees. And so I'm running also a nursery here in big scale. We have around like 200 species of trees and shrubs. And also we started a new landscape called dry landscape. So we use all these native species, which requires less water and less care. So we've been working for a big company in India. So this is a Mahindra, Club Mahindra was making a hotel in Pondi. That's 22 acres, and we planted for them like more than 40,000 plants. Created for them like 6 acres of dense TDF forest. Actually, this is also sort of education, you know, like people, they get to know, like, okay, like, instead of using these exotic trees and like posh plant, you know, like they need a lot of water and care. Actually, botanical garden is based fully on education, and we have a environmental education center. We opened in September last year, and now we've been working with the local schools, local government schools, and we bring them here and we do 1 day program, and like they come here and they learn about everything, basically all the global level and the environmental level. So they come and see the nursery, how to raise the nursery, and they also come and visit the alternative energy. And like for kids, they never seen actually what solar is, you know, like how solar works. And we do many program also. We make a herbal garden for the school kids, like we choose like 5 or 10 interesting students who want to do it, and also they plant trees, and they select what trees they like, and so we also give trees and they plant at home. And so it's also a little bit regenerating the plants and making more trees around the bioregion.
How many schools used to come here?
Actually, we want to work with the school in this bioregion, which is like around 30 kilometers by 30 kilometers. And we're already working with 150 schools. And we would work with 200 schools in future. And now we've been working from primary level to high secondary level. And in future, we would also do this program for the university level. Anadana is also it's a subunit under Botanical Gardens. The main aim is to keep the seed pure, to have the heritage seed for long run. Here, we produce only seed. Anadana is also supported by Coccapelli and his organization in France. In Auroville, we can produce only certain type of seeds. We used to give free seeds for NGOs and schools to educate them.
What kind of seeds do you have here?
It's all vegetables, native to India, and also could be native to any other place, but it's few seeds. It's not GM seed, basically. The importance is like to keep this seed, because like there's a lot of companies who's just trying to wash away all these native seeds and trying to change into GMO. So like this is what like the big companies trying hard their best to do it, you know, like because they want the farmers to depend them 100%, you know, like so they want to sell it like every year. Basically, we have this education is a big thing. So yeah, like it's also not only the kids, it's also we're working with this women's group. Yeah, for them it's like very new, and they could realize, and like because the world now and there's a world crisis, you know, like food crisis and this and that, and like they say like why don't we have our own food, and we can grow in an organic way, and like so at least like we put like two okra plant, and like we get our own brinjal, and like they really want to change it. We also do in schools. So in school, there's like a youth club. So they do this in schools, and it's like we made it like a model garden, and then so the kids when they see in the school, and they also want in their home actually with the school, and like we select 10 or 5 kids who is really interested in. So we check with them like what garden they want. They want a vegetable garden or they want a herb garden. And they also, basically the kids, they love to have everything, you know. They want also plant trees, and they want to have their own vegetables growing, and they want their herbs in the garden. So it's all a mixture.
Auroville will be the place of an unending education, of constant progress, and a youth that never ages, the mother.